Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica, at the American Family Studio at the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Journey Team. I'm glad to be back. This is the place to be if you want to talk mindset, money, and real estate. Keep in mind, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Make sure we tap in, tune in today, because we have another amazing topic that we're talking about. Tonight, we are talking about financial planning. The perfect time, right? The new year. We need to get these finances together. So we're talking financial planning. Where do we start? And I think we all can benefit of figuring out where do we start with this financial planning journey. So, and as always, we have some amazing guests. Listen, I can't wait to introduce this couple here, but we have an amazing set of guests right here live in the studio to give us insight and perspective, so make sure you stay tuned in. But I got some announcements to get us going. First, I wanted to point out, you know, I always got to like show off the boutique, y'all. Y'all see the millionaire vibes? I'm giving out the millionaire energy. We are manifesting, okay? So, yes, this hat, you can find this right from Boutiques on the Go, which is your coach's boutique, my boutique, boutiquesonthego.online. Check it out for all the latest T-shirts, hoodies, hats, you name it. They are there. But, yes, we are manifesting this millionaire energy today. But before I dive more into what I'm going to be talking about, I was actually this afternoon working and got an email, and I got so excited and I could not wait, Journey Team, to share this information that was just released. So the email that I got, it looks like the 4th Senate District actually released today what's called the First Time Home Buyers Act. And I'm super excited about this because, Journey Team, it's 2026. We are leveling up and we're scaling up. And so this is a great opportunity to take advantage of this act so you can level up and scale up. I would love to see more home buyers, more homeowners this year. In my opinion, everybody, every family deserves to have a place that they call home that they own. So just to kind of give a little overview of this program, this email that I got, and I want you to look into it. Don't miss out. It is called the First Time Home Buyers Act. It just released today. And this is for Wisconsin specifically. They are looking to get people more opportunities to be home buyers, as well as building up our communities. And we know the more people we have buying in communities, the better communities are going to be. If we continue to have vacant and abandoned houses, guess what? Our communities are going to continue to go down, and that is not what we want, Journey Team. So with this program that they released, the criteria, you have to be a first-time home buyer and or you have to have experienced foreclosure before. So those are the two qualifiers there from that standpoint. There's other things that have to go into play with that. But the one other thing that I do want to mention out, but I want you again to look into this, the First Time Home Buyers Act. You only have to personally contribute $1,000 towards your purchase. With this act, they are not only going to help you with your down payment costs, but they're going to also help you with your closing costs, as well as mortgage insurance, paying down interest. Like, this is huge, Journey Team. So please make sure you look into this. You can DM me, call in. I will love to give you all the information or forward you the email that I have so you can see the details for yourself. But that is the First Time Home Buyers Act. Remember, we are scaling up and leveling up, and we need more homeowners this year. So don't let a great thing pass you by. If maybe you're already a homeowner, share it to a friend, share it to a family member as part of this financial journey that we're on, right? Not only do we need to be educated, but we need to share the knowledge and resources that we have. So please share this information if you know somebody looking to be a homeowner. But I'm going to dive right into what we're talking about this week. For those of you that may just be checking in, or maybe this is your first time listening to my show, I myself am a real estate investor, entrepreneur. The list goes on of all the different hats that I wear. But I talk a lot about my story. My story, when you hear me talk about and reference the journey, because it really has been a journey and my journey is continuing to go on. And I share so openly about my own personal story in real estate, how I got started, my own personal financial losses, because I know for a fact there are several people out there who have experience the same thing I've experienced and or they're experiencing now. And I am here to tell you, you still have a chance. You still have an opportunity. It is not over, even though it may feel like it's over. And so when I was thinking about, like, what do I want to talk about? The person that I actually thought about with this was Rod Wave. And his song said Rags to Riches. And I'm like, okay, rags to riches. Let me think about it. My rags. I had debt. I had a Chapter 7 bankruptcy that I filed. I filed Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I had student loan debt. And I'm not talking about $10,000, $20,000. I had over $100,000 in student loan debt because I went to two private schools for undergrad and graduate school. I had to do a short sale on my very first investment property that I bought when I first got into real estate. I did not have any savings. I had bad credit. And I was financially illiterate. Yes, because I did not have the information I needed to help me flourish and make those smart financial choices that I needed to make. So when we talk about rags to riches, that's a few of my rags. We all got rags. We might not have them right now, but at some point you've had some rags or you might be getting some rags that's coming that you don't know about. But then I want to talk about the riches, because it is a point to that, rags to riches. Here's my riches. I didn't let what I went through discourage me. I did not let it stop me. I did not let or allow failure to haunt me. What I did was I turned it into riches. And how I turned it into riches is because I continue with my real estate journey. I learned what I needed to know. I talked to who I needed to talk to. I networked. I educated myself. I became financial literate and knew what I needed to know along this journey. And I got back into real estate. And not only did I get back into real estate, guess what? In my riches, I paid all my debt off using my real estate income. All of it, right? When we talk about these riches, I have savings now, right? I have investment accounts. My money is working for me in my sleep. And I always tell you, Journey Team, if your money is not working for you on a daily, hourly, second basis, it does not make sense, okay? I have no more student loan debt. When we talk about these resources, you know, we get a little leery, but let me tell you, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, it helped your coach out. My student loan debt is gone. Zero. I went from over 100K in student loan debt and it is gone. So when they putting resources out here, don't be like, oh, yeah, that's not true. Don't feed into the negativity. Look into it for yourself. Get the facts, get the information, because it definitely could be something that could potentially help you. It helped me. My credit is no longer bad, okay? I want us, Journey Team, to be at that position where you walk in the dealership the same day, approve. Miss Odom, here's your keys to the car. We want you to be in position with credit where you walk in and you get approvals, but you get good rates, okay? When we talk about these riches, we want you to be financially well-versed. We want you to be so well-versed on your journey that you are educating and impacting everybody around you when we talk about these riches. And we got to make investments in ourselves. And one thing I've learned, Journey Team, I'm not afraid to invest in myself. I watch so many people. You are quick. I'm going to just put it out here. We quick to buy a Louis bag, and I got a Louis bag. I'm guilty of it too. But there's a difference. I can buy a Louis bag, But I'm not afraid to invest into myself. I make investments into myself. I make investments into my business that is making me grow, making us grow, taking us to the next level. But then I come into contact with people, Journey Team, and I'm like, so you mean to tell me you're willing to invest into that bag, that purse, but you don't want to pay this $25, $30 to go to a workshop that's going to help you, that's going to be an opportunity for you to network, to come into contact with people, to give you fruitful information, not information that's invaluable, but valuable? Come on now, Journey Team. It's 2026. And yes, I'm going hard on y'all today because I want us to be great. I want us to what? Scale up, and I want us to level up. And with that, we have to understand how to do that. So I thought again when I was thinking like, ooh, Rod Wade, rags to riches. Yes, your coach has had a lot of rags. And I'm going to just be real. I'm probably going to have some rags again in the future because in this life that we call life, right, it's always life in it. Nobody's exempt from it. It doesn't matter who you are, what your status is, nobody. But the key thing, if you don't take anything else away, you can have all the rags, all the colors, all types of rags, right? But guess what? The riches will come if you stay consistent on your journey, if you believe, if you keep pushing, if you make the necessary changes, okay? So we are going to continue to push on this journey. I've given you a little insight about me, a little cap about me. I want you to remember that money, this thing that some of us like so much, money, it is a tool. We got to know how to make this tool work for us. We have to know how to use this tool. And we have to make sure that the tool is not working against us. But coming up next, we're talking financial planning. Where do I start?
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, I like that. Rags to riches, right? Feeling the energy here. Okay, okay. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. The talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Journey Team, tap in. We are talking everything today about financial planning. The new year has started, and I know that's a big thing for most people is financial planning, amongst other things. I want to get my finances right. I want to get my bag right. I want to get my money right, right? But where do we start is the question, and that's a valid question. I don't expect everybody to have the perfect answer. And the reason why I say that, Journey Team, because when it comes to finances, at least my take on it is that our financial profiles are exclusively to us. What may be for one person may not be for the next. So you really have to look at yours individually. But as promised, we have some amazing guests here, and I want to make sure we have enough time to be able to get insight and perspective for them. Not only do we have amazing guests, we have what I like to call a true Black power couple in the studio. And I love it, love it, love it. I am going to start by introducing first. Let me tell you about Jeffrey Webster. Not only is he a lifetime banker and a bank manager with U.S. Bank with over 15 years experience in the financial industry, he's also a real estate investor and owner of Live Well Properties. And then, listen, we talk about the power couple. He walked in here with his amazing wife. That's how you do it. You walk in as a team, okay? Stop playing with them, y'all. He walked in with his beautiful wife, who Miss Jasmine Webster, who's a God-fearing woman. She's a devoted wife, a mother, a branch manager, and she also is backing up and assisting her husband with Live Well Properties. That's how we do it, y'all. Teamship, partnership, okay? But I'm going to start with Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to have y'all here. I want to just kind of start by letting the viewers and listeners know just a little bit, you know, more about you, who you are, what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Jeff Webster. I look at myself as just a regular individual. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I am a musician. I'm a bank manager. I'm a real estate owner. I'm an uncle. I'm a son.
Okay.
I'm
all of these. All the hats.
It's so many different hats that I wear. I'm a servant of the Lord. Just so many different things. So
absolutely.
That's who I am. I have three beautiful daughters.
Okay.
When I think about like Live Well properties, and I know we'll kind of get into it, but a lot of that is for them.
Absolutely.
You know, so when we think about the journey and we think about legacy and things of that nature, that's what I think about. Like, that's truly my why, is my family, my daughters, my wife. That's my why. That's why I get up, live, and that's what gives me the drive to get after it every day, to go to work, to, like you said, to manage at the bank, mm-hmm. and to work on my real estate and things of that nature. It's for my family, and I'm really, really deeply rooted in family. And if there's any of my family listening, you know, hashtag loyalty, they'll get it.
Okay.
But yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. No, nice. Thank you. Jasmine, did you want to add anything to our viewers a little bit about who you are?
Yes. Hello. My name is Jasmine Webster. And first, I want to say how much of a privilege and an honor it is to be on this platform. You guys have an amazing coach. I think I just got me a new coach. She is an inspiration. She is sharing the wealth, and we thank her for what she's doing and how she's doing it with humility and grace at the same time. So big kudos to you.
Thank you.
Again, my name is Jasmine Webster. I also am a servant of the Lord. Love me some Jesus. But I also love what he's allowed me to steward, which is my three children, my amazing husband. Also managing and developing others around me. I enjoyed that very much. And I am just excited to dig deeper and explore more and talk more and educate the people about how to get started. We'll talk more about it.
Okay.
And to get excited about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I want to kind of like dive right in. So Journey Team, let me tell you how I came across this wonderful couple. I want to say, a couple months back in 2025, like early fall, late fall-ish, I was at a speaking engagement, and Jeff was also at the same speaking engagement. We were presenting, and I heard his story with him and his wife and everything that they'd done, and I was so amazed and so intrigued. And that's why, you know, when I talk about, like, don't get discouraged, because we all have stories, and there is hope in everyone's story. And so I'm listening to this story, and I'm like, wow, that is amazing. So I'm going to dive right in for the sake of time. Can you just kind of give a quick highlight of Live Well Properties? How many properties do you have? What do you do? What type of properties do you specialize in?
Yeah, absolutely. So Live Well Properties is simply just my real estate company, or our real estate company is strictly for owning real estate.
Okay.
And managing the real estate that we own.
Okay.
Portfolio consists of all multifamily properties.
Awesome.
Yeah, so from duplexes to a couple apartment buildings and a townhouse. Live Well Properties started probably when I was a kid. Now that I really think about it, like when I really deeply think about it, like Live Well Property started when I was a kid. So funny story is my sister growing up, her and her husband had properties, right?
Okay.
So they would have me to do work on their property. So whether it's like painting, cleaning, when they were acquiring properties,
okay.
if they were moving, tenants out, things of that nature. So it started literally when I was a kid. I didn't realize it, you know, hindsight is 2020, but I didn't necessarily realize it. But it probably started when I was a kid. I would help them and support my brother-in-law, support my sister with their real estate ventures and endeavors. When I got older, I want to say maybe around 18 or 19, God gave me this this acronym.
Okay.
LIVE. So I don't share this often, but LIVE WELL actually is an acronym. So LIVE, well, the LIVE part is an acronym, and it stands for Liberated, Innovative, Vibrant, and Educated.
I like that.
Yeah. So I created this acronym, and it was just something that kind of stuck with me when I initially thought about it. It was just a thought of creating a network of people.
Uh-huh.
Because I was gonna start something called Live Well Alliance, and the whole idea behind it was just to be able to create a network of good people,
okay,
to be able to connect with, right? But the live part stuck with me. So later in our journey,
okay,
or in my journey, as I got older, as I'm working, I'm working in at US Bank.
Okay.
I want to say maybe around 2020, yeah. So during the pandemic, you know, everybody was on their hustle during the pandemic.
Yes, they were. Let's get that same energy back.
Everybody was creating businesses, what have you, during a pandemic. Well, my first little business venture wasn't Live Well. It was actually Mount Man LLC. I was out mounting TVs for people.
Okay.
Beautiful hustle.
Hey, a hustle is a hustle,
yeah,
okay?
It was my hustle, my pandemic hustle. That's what I will describe Mount Man. You can literally go to my Facebook, you can search Mount Man LLC, you'll see I had a decent following, and I was mounting TVs. Well, during that time period, I said, this is cool, but like I had interest in real estate,
mm-hmm,
especially working in the bank. I went to school for business, things of that nature. I went to UW Parkside. I got a business degree there. And I always had this intrigue with real estate. Like when I was a kid, when I go back to the thought process of even when I was a kid, I would watch the home renovation shows and things of that nature.
Yep.
And I would watch it for hours. It was like one of the things that I enjoyed watching.
Mm-hmm.
And another thought process that I think about when I was a kid, My room was in the basement, right? And I remember one time my light went out in my room.
Okay.
And I went to, it used to be an Ace Hardware on MLK, like maybe between North and Walnut, somewhere in that realm. I went to the Ace Hardware store. The guy said, and I was looking for a light fixture.
Okay.
And as I'm looking for the light fixture, I asked the gentleman that was working there, you know, do you guys sell light fixtures? And then he showed me the light fixture. It was basically a simple light fixture. He said, and I said, is it pretty much easy to put this back up? Uh-huh. And he pretty much told me, like, if you can take it apart, you can put it back together.
Okay.
his wisdom that he gave me. So when I think about, you know, like, where did Live Well start? It started literally in those moments, like when I was
awesome.
Helping my sister, when I went to Ace Hardwood store and a guy said, if you can, and like, this is something that stuck with me. Like, if you can take it apart, you can put it back together. And it's something that stuck with me throughout my whole life. So leading up to now to my adulthood,
mm-hmm,
it's like, okay, getting back to what am I passionate about? What is that thing that like I really, really enjoy and was intrigued about? It was real estate. So during that pandemic period, I ventured into, that's when we bought our first home.
Okay.
It's a lot to the story, but I'm trying to, you know, summarize it as best as possible. So we bought our first home during the pandemic. Like,
okay,
that's a story in itself.
Yeah.
that I can share too. But we bought our first home during the pandemic, and we were there maybe a year into our first home as a family, and I wanted to get another home.
Right. And I do remember you mentioning this story. I want you to hold that thought for
okay,
one second
absolutely.
For when we come up next.
Yeah.
But Journey team, keep in mind, financial freedom starts with one decision, and that decision is yours. Coming up next, we're going to have more on financial planning. Stay tuned. There's lots more to come.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, I'm really feeling this energy. Where the money at? Okay, so welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Remember, Journey Team, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. We are here today talking about financial planning. And where do we start is the big question. We have the opportunity this evening to have our amazing power couple on with us, Jeff and Jasmine Webster. They are here from Live Well Properties, amongst all the other things that they're doing here in our community. And so we started off talking a little bit about their background the last segment, and Jeff was actually just starting to talk about how this all started with Live Well Properties with their first home. So I'm going to dive right back in. Either of you want to chime in, I kind of want to let's just dive right into it. How do we start? Where do we start when it comes to financial planning?
Yeah, I would start with saying, starting with a mindset.
Y'all know how I feel about mindset, but I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead.
No, when I think about, financial planning, and when I think about the people that I connect with on a day-to-day basis, whether it's professionally, whether it's personally, I think about finances, like where can we start, where it's realistic and doable, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like starting in your mind. I think the mind is such a powerful tool. It's such a powerful part of like our makeup.
Yes.
So really tapping into the thought process, the thought life.
Yes.
I think that's the starting point. If you can't see it in your mind, it's going to be hard for it to come into fruition.
Absolutely.
Right. If you can't see it in your mind, it's going to be hard for it to come into fruition. And me personally, like I'm a visionary type of person. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that I pursue, like it literally started in my mind,
right?
You know, at some point. So that would be my first thought or recommendation or perspective that I would give. Mm-hmm. I like what you said about like everybody's financial journey is unique and different. So it's not like a right or wrong answer to it. But that's where I would say. I would say it starts in your mind, and then from there you can take the next steps. And I'll let Jazz speak to anything.
I am in complete agreement. Just kind of thinking about what that looks like when we first started. Mm-hmm. We're young. We just had a baby, and we now have the stimulus check. So we can choose to, one, change our mindset from a poverty mindset and get scared and be fearful. And as believers, we walk by faith, not by sight. So there what it go. Looked like right now wasn't our portion. And we believed together and we stood in agreement with God being our foundation that he's going to see us through this. So we then went back to your great recommendation, your coaching, to say, let's shift our mindset and let's invest in ourselves. And that was the beginning of our journey and anyone's journey. Yes, it looks fearful at the time. It's just you maybe, or you don't know what that looks like. So my recommendation would be to start with the mindset shift and then take action. Be purposeful on your next steps. So what that looked like for me is now we've invested this money, we've invested this stimulus check. Let me start saving. The mindset I had was tithing. So I'm going to tithe 10% in myself, just like I tithe 10% in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that savings is building up for me.
Absolutely.
So I'm not touching that. I'm being intentional about putting it there and not touching it. And then getting the vision. Write the vision down, make it plain.
Ooh.
This is where we want to be in the next couple of years. We want generational wealth.
Yes.
And what that looks like is small and minor sacrifices. I may not be able to go out to eat today. I may not be able to get that full set, but you can go get that dollar press on and save the rest of that money.
Okay.
So it was literally a shift in mindset and then believing and having faith that God will work it out.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what we did. And those were the first steps. So I got into that savings account, saved that 10%, mindful of how I did it. And I found a good bank. I worked with coaches. I learned, I listened, tapped into podcasts, asked coach. My pride had to go aside to get to where we are today. And it was coaches like yourself, visionaries like Jeffrey, and then just having faith to say, I'm going to take this journey, I'm going to invest in myself, and I know it's going to come back to me. So those are some steps that we took together.
Listen, Journey Team, I hope you did not just miss that. Listen, okay? it's so much I could say to that. But this is what I'm going to say. If you are just tuning in, we have Jeff and Jasmine Webster of Live Well Properties. And I want to highlight the fact that not only are they doing real estate, but they got multifamily units. And I got so many people out here that I encountered that's afraid to just make the home buyer purchase and move. But we got two people right here that is showing you, yes, not only can you buy, but you don't have to be afraid. You can buy multifamily units as well. It is doable. It is possible. So can we extend a little bit more on, we obviously know the mind is a powerful thing, right? And it starts with that. But what are some other recommendations? I heard you talking about sacrifice. That is huge. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to put your pride down. But some other recommendations that you have on where do we start on this financial journey?
Yeah. So the next thing I think about is, shortening any knowledge gaps or just learning and connecting with resources.
Absolutely.
Right? So like in 2026, I almost said 2025, but in 2026, like to be able to, you know, go on to the internet or to be able to connect with someone and gain insight, like knowledge is at our fingertips. It's
Absolutely.
Literally at our fingertips. So it's a matter of pursuing the knowledge. So
mm-hmm.
that's the next thing I would say is look to pursue the knowledge. So once you have the mind piece figured out, look to pursue additional knowledge and more knowledge. That's literally what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I connected with people within my network, whether it was through work, people that I might have known personally.
Mm-hmm.
I research. I follow people on social medias like Instagram. I followed a bunch of real estate people, like people that like resonated with me.
Yeah.
Everybody might not necessarily resonate with you, but begin to, you know, gain some sort of followership for people that are doing what it
right.
is that you're looking to do. Right.
Right.
So I would start with connecting, making the connections, and building just that, the knowledge gap piece.
Absolutely.
And that might just simply be, like, if you were to connect with me, like, I'm going to give you free game every time. Like, if anybody asks me anything real estate related, it's free game, like,
mm-hmm.
all the time, right? And if it's just asking one or two questions, I can't tell you the amount of conversations that I've had with individuals,
mm-hmm.
and I just was picking their brain. And I was this is before we bought our first property, after we might have bought our next property, and thereafter, like just
mm-hmm.
talking to people, gaining knowledge, gaining valuable insight from individuals who are doing what it is that you're looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I just want to point out, Journey Team, just in case if you're just tuning in or maybe you've been here the whole time, Jeff is a bank manager. So if I can have the bank manager tell me that he's willing to tune in, listen, seek information, that means you need to do the same thing, okay? He's surrounded with financial stuff every day, all day, dealing with all the things related financially. But that just, I want to point that out because that goes to show that nobody's too good to get information. We all need information. I, as your coach, I am always seeking information. I am always asking questions. I am the queen of clarifying because I want to know, and I know I don't know everything, and there's always opportunity for growth and expansion. And how do we grow? How do we expand? We got to invest in ourselves, but we also have to be willing to, like Jasmine mentioned, put that pride to the side. Mm-hmm. Ask that person a question. Have a conversation. You know, read a book. Read a podcast. Watch something that is going to be fruitful for you. You know, we spend so much time scrolling every day, okay, and putting our energy into things that is really not bringing value or benefit or growth to us. So we have to start right there as well of many of places to just really start our growth journey and getting to where we need to be financially. Is there anything else that you want to add as a recommendation?
Let me see. So I talked about starting in the mind, and I also talked about making connections. And so the third thing that I would say is take action.
Yes.
Like be willing to take the first step. Be willing to, this is cliche, but bet on yourself in some sense. Like
yes.
at some point, you have to be action oriented. At some point, you have to take the first step. And the first step might be just simply walking into the bank and saying, hey, I'm interested in XYZ.
Yes.
Or the first step may be, I need to get my credit together, right? Mm-hmm. Like really, really simple things. The first step might be going on to freecreditreport.com and saying, okay, it's time for me to get my stuff together,
yes.
right? Like,
yes.
So my point is simply just taking some form of action. Like, you had it in your mind, you started doing some sort of research, put those things together, and then take some sort of form of action, whether it's connecting with a banker, whether it's connecting with some sort of financial planner, whether it's connecting with Erica for some
yeah.
some sort of coaching. But take some, my point is to simply just take some form of action, like
yes.
to begin somewhere, literally.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Take action, Journey Team. The time is now, not tomorrow, not later, not 2027. Right now, we need to start taking action. But, you know, we've had so much information and there's still more to come. But I want to remind you, Journey Team, smart money moves today, not tomorrow, not next week, not January 31st, but smart money moves today will create generational wealth tomorrow. And that is what we want. We want generational wealth. We want to spread the wealth. We want to share the wealth. But stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to have more on financial planning and knowing where to start.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Uh-oh. Welcome back. We are listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Remember, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Make sure you tap in, share with a friend. We're talking financial planning today. Where do we start? That's what we've been talking about. We have our amazing guests, Jasmine and Jeff, in the studio, who's been giving us lots of great information. But we're going to continue on with that. And this is what I want to say, Journey Team. I got two words for you tonight. Just start. Just start. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. Just start. And as I mentioned earlier, on this journey to success, we're talking, where do we start with financial planning? We're going to just start. And I want you to remember something else. Your financial situation, your financial profile is exclusive to you. So you can't go talk to your mama, your sister, your boyfriend, your daddy, because y'all got different situations. So you're not going to get the right information or right advice likely that you need, possibly, because your situation is exclusive to you and it's going to look possibly different from the next person. So you need to make the steps exclusively for you that is needed on your own individual financial planning journey. That's just my take on it. But some other closing tips that I wanted to mention when we talk about financial planning, where do we start? Number one, find you a side hustle. Get you some extra income. We always talk about what we don't have, but how do we input more so we can have more? You got to just start. You have to take action and make the move so you can have what you need. So if that's a side hustle, you heard Jeff talk about the TV mountain. Hey, we not knocking side hustles, but I will say I'm talking legal side hustles, not illegal. I'm gonna be clear on that. But we talking side hustles. Get you some extra income somehow. We live in a world where anything is possible pretty much at this point. It's 2026. There's money to be made everywhere. You can Uber, you can DoorDash, you can do whatever that looks like that works for you, but get you some extra income. Take the sacrifice. We heard Jasmine mention sacrifice. You got to be willing to sacrifice. I sacrifice on a daily basis. This is just a part of the journey. It's a part of the process. Let the pride go. Quit being prideful. Again, rags to riches. We all have had rags at some point. Some of us got rags now. Let the pride go. The key to focus on is getting out of those rags and turning it into riches. So let the pride go. Do what you got to do. Eliminate your debt. And again, when I talk about exclusive financial profile, I will never tell a person, oh, you should only do this. No, do what makes the most sense for your financial profile. You may have enough debt where I'm like, yeah, you probably want to go talk to an attorney and consult about bankruptcy. That might make the most sense for you to just get a fresh start. Or you may be in a position where, okay, I can do some negotiating. I can take a couple months and pay some things down, pay it off. It really just depends on your situation. And I just want to tap in on this about bankruptcy because I know it has like such a stigma. Oh my gosh, I got to file bankruptcy. I'm going to just put it out here for the people. Don't be afraid to do what you got to do. Do what you got to do that makes the most sense for you, because it's not about what people think about you or what they see in that moment. It's about the fact that you're taking the steps and securing for your financial future. So you need to do what you got to do. Don't be afraid. And I'll just add this. Bankruptcy, I filed twice. I put that out there openly. It has never stopped me from getting anything that I want in my life. In fact, after I filed bankruptcy, I had more after I filed than before I started. So I'm going to just let you sink in on that. It will not stop you. Okay? Eliminate unnecessary spending. We do too much spending. People go back and forth with me. Oh, Coach Erica, how do you expect me to do this? And I don't have enough money. Yes, you do. Because if I had to go back and look at your day or your week, you were at somebody's fast food, somebody's happy hour, somebody's mall. The list goes on. Stop spending what you don't have. Stop spending above your means. Take a break. Take a pause. Subscriptions. I'm going to pick on all you Netflix, Hulu people. Guess what? Your coach, you come to my house, I don't have not a subscription. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Hulu. I don't even know all the lists. The BET, I don't have none of that. I don't have cable. And I say that nicely. I'm not picking on you guys in a bad way. But I really don't have subscriptions. And I don't, because in my personal opinion, I feel like it's a waste of money. And although you may say, well, that's just $30. Well, guess what? That $30 adds up over time. And I just personally feel my money can go towards something better. So I don't have subscriptions. And some of you have subscriptions like gym subscriptions, and you don't even go to the gym. Cut what you don't need. Okay. Let's be mindful of those things. Savings. This is my big one. You got to have savings. We all need an emergency fund. Everybody, it doesn't matter who you are going to have an emergency that arises at some point in your life. Nobody is exempt from that. That is what you call life. And you want to be prepared. And the best feeling is when you can go into your account and be like, okay, let me go ahead and handle that, versus having to use a credit card. Now you got to use a loan. Now you have to contact a family member and feel shameful because you had to ask them for some money. Okay, we don't want you to be in that position. We want you to be in position for savings. And my biggest take on savings is, yes, you can. Just start. Whether it's $5, $10, $20, just start. I always tell people, do you want traction or no traction? Traction makes progress. No traction makes no progress. You have no movement, so you have no savings, no growth. But if you just start, you will have traction and your savings will continue to grow over time. And I want you to be aware, when I think of money, when I'm coaching people and I'm doing workshops, I always tell people, are you aware of what you got in your pocket right now? Are you aware of what's in your bank account right now? Do you actually know what you have? And we live in this world of swipe, 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 swipe. And the weekend has come and you done been out all weekend just swiping away, living your best life. And now Monday come and you don't have no gas money. That's a problem, Journey Team. And this is what I mean by that. You have to be aware. You have to be aware because you need to know what you have. If you know what you have, you know what you have to spend and not spend. So we need to be in tune with our finances and knowing what we actually have to spend. That list goes on and on and on, and I can go on and on my rant about when we talk about this financial planning, where do we start? But that's just a few tips to give you some insight of where you need to start. But before I go any further, I want to make sure I thank Jeff and Jasmine for coming in onto the show out of your busy schedules, being able to talk to us. I really appreciate you coming. It's been a great experience, and hopefully we'll sometime in the future connect again on a different event or whatever is happening in that moment. So I just want to thank you for coming on the show. The other announcement, your coach has moved up a little bit in the world. I'm on TikTok now. So if you are on TikTok, go give your coach a follow. I am also still on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, ericaodomjourney.com, all of the platforms. And I'm also on YouTube as well, Coach Erica. So go give your coach a follow and a subscribe. I really appreciate that. Journey team, I want us to be tuned in and tapped in all year. Remember, the time is now to just start, to take action, to be aware, to be in the know, to be financial literate. We are on the journey of leveling up. We're on the journey of scaling up. We're on the journey of changing our thinking, our mindsets. This is time. The time is now, not tomorrow, not next week. We're starting now. Journey team, stop surviving and start structuring your financial future right now. Just start. Until the next show, I'll be back February 18th. I'm going to check on y'all to make sure we just started. I'm not letting up, but we need to just start. And in the meantime, go get you that extra income. Go get you that side hustle. You hear the song in the background. I need you hustling every day. I need you out here making moves every day. We all get the same 24 hours in a day. The only difference is what you doing with your 24 hours tomorrow. Are you staying stagnant? Or are you making moves out here for 2026 because you're ready to level up and you're ready to scale up? So, Journey team, y'all stay safe out there until next show next month, February 18th. Be great, keep hustling, and stay blessed.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 1017 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC. Proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 1017 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.